Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Out of the Silence, written by Wendy James and read by Abby Holmes. Dedication. For Darren. For everything. History, real solemn history, I cannot be interested in. I read it a little as a duty, but it tells me nothing that does not either vex or weary me. The quarrels of popes and kings, with wars and pestilences in every page, the men all so good for nothing, and hardly any women at all. It is very tiresome. Jane Austen, Northanger Abbey, 1817. Maggie, Hawthorne, Melbourne, 17 January 1900. I'm looking down at this baby's head, thinking that it's too big, that it's not right an infant's head should be so big, and watching it work away at my breast. When the missus comes in, hems trailing along the floor, and never a bother to her that the skirt will need washing earlier than it ought. She stands right in front of me, her hands clasped, eyebrows raised. Maggie, she says in that soft way I've got to know so quickly, the very same way she asks me whether I have ever had any diseases of the organisation, whether I drink spirits or take laudanum. Oh, so polite, but no disguising the nastiness beneath. Maggie, she says, there's a gentleman here to see you. She looks down at the baby. Has he finished? You can give him to me if he's had enough. There's something in her look as she watches the great bald head bat against my breast. Something queer in her expression. As if she's disgusted, revolted. He hasn't finished, but she won't know this, and I poke my finger into his mouth quickly, breaking his suck mid-gulp. The baby's shocked and bawls, choking and spluttering, as I pass him over to his mother. He is a great ugly bear of a babe, and greedy. His suck so ferocious that my nipples are chapped and blistered, though being well enough practiced and, I would have thought, toughened. A gentleman to see me? I'm eager and afraid at once. I think immediately of Jack, that he's found me, that somehow he's managed it, and just for a moment fancy that everything can be set to rights. Not exactly a gentleman, she says. A policeman. A detective. He says a little baby was fished out of the river yesterday morning, and they're questioning any wet nurses employed in the last few days. It seems that once they have disposed of their own offspring, such creatures often find a nursing situation. It is little wonder she is unable to feed the infant herself. As his howls grow louder, she holds him as far away from her body as she can. She'd probably carry him before her by the scruff of his neck if I were not here to see it. Though why on earth anyone would choose such an occupation? Where is this gentleman? I ask as I button myself up. He's a dribbly, chucky baby, and my shirt is damp in places. But I'm past fussing about such things. I've asked him to wait in the drawing room, she answers, jiggling the boy back and forth in an attempt to stop the row. You'd best go straight away. I haven't offered him any refreshments. I'm sure his visit will be brief.